She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Brantford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7's Jenny Boom Boom. Jenny Boom
Boom. Hey, Craig.
Jenny Boom, what's up?
All right, so Paris Jackson is taking time to focus on her well-being.
Okay.
Paris Jackson, Michael Jackson's daughter.
Right, that's... Yeah, absolutely.
So Paris Jackson recently went to a treatment center for her physical and emotional welfare. According to a source, they said she checked herself into a treatment facility to aid in her wellness plan and is looking forward to coming out of this revitalized and ready to tackle the exciting new projects that await her.
Right.
She downplayed this whole situation on Instagram today. She said, yes, I've taken a break from work and social media and my phone because it can be too much sometimes and everyone deserves a break.
Right.
But I am happy and healthy and feeling better than ever.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, Paris Jackson's had some issues mentally.
Right.
In fact, in 2017, she told Rolling Stone that she had attempted suicide multiple times and had taken part in self-harm and had battled a drug addiction and depression.
Wow.
So it's good. It's good that she notices now and recognizes that she needs to go take a little break.
Right.
Yo, the phone be getting people down.
It does.
A friend of mine told me the other day.
Me defending you gets me down. But I stand up and I handle this.
You know what? I'm just going to shut your mic off right now, okay?
I defend Jenny so much throughout the course of the year. Man.
You know, I defend you too, Craig.
I feel like I'm her manager.
A lot of people think you're on crack because you lost so much weight. There's a lot of stuff that's being said about you.
No, it's not true.
A lot of stuff.
Here and healthy.
All right, so Colin Kaepernick and his close circle of friends are strongly denying a report that Travis Scott consulted with him before agreeing to do the Super Bowl halftime show. The report claims that Travis and Colin Kaepernick had a phone conversation.
Right.
And they didn't exactly see eye to eye. The report seemed to imply that Colin Kaepernick was okay with Travis Scott performing because the NFL and Travis Scott agreed to donate $500,000 to a social justice organization.
Right.
But Colin Kaepernick saying none of this is true.
Oh, man.
Sources are saying that, they spoke, but the timeline is not what we think it is. Basically, they spoke, and then after they disagreed on the phone about Travis Scott doing the performance at the halftime show, that's when Travis Scott still went and signed the contract.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Travis Scott's sources are saying that based on the blowback, he wanted to be sensitive. This is how they're saying it, sensitive to the black community. And that's when he started thinking of some sort of donation the NFL might make.
Right.
So Travis's people started negotiation on a donation amount with the NFL, and they're saying that Travis was willing to walk away if he didn't get what he wanted.
Right.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Right.
But then the contract was signed. And Travis, I guess, or before the contract was signed, Travis reached out to Colin Kaepernick, and he was not supportive about this performance.
Wow.
He said, you know what, donation or not, you shouldn't do it.
Right.
And Travis Scott went and signed the contract anyway.
Mm. Okay.
So the only good thing that's going to come out of this is that $500,000 will be donated to the Van Jones charity, Dream Corp. So some money is coming out of it.
And hopefully Travis has a message in his performance, you know, something. I don't know what it could be, but, you know.
But then he's got to walk. Now he's got to walk a very fine line with that.
Absolutely.
Because you got sponsors and all kinds of things.
Right. So
he can't just get up there and say whatever he wants. He's an employee of the NFL for that night.
Absolutely.
Kim Kardashian decided to share her thoughts on fans getting plastic surgery to look like her. She was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. Someone asked, do you ever get freaked out when people get plastic surgery to look like you? And she said, I think people should do whatever makes them happy. And I think that people should also be themselves and be an individual. When Khloe and Courtney made fun of her like you're being too politically correct.
Right.
That's when she just said, I just want them to be happy. So if that's what makes them happy, honey, we can all use more beauty in the world. It's fine.
I can go to like 3 people, 4 people, 5 people pages and find out they look just like him.
Some people spend up to $300,000 on plastic surgery to look just like Kim Kardashian.
Right. Wow.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Hey, we got the Ryder 5 Rush Hour mixed with DJ Craig G at 5. Today we're celebrating both Sade and Aaliyah's birthdays. At 5:05, we got $1,000 cash for you. And at 5:20, we're giving away tickets to check out D. Ray Davis. Keep it here.